So he finishes by talking about living a life of learning and spending your time, it grows to the education. Doesn't mean to learn scholarship. At my school, we tell people, you're not here to become a scholar. You're here to be functional. We need functional religious literacy, not dysfunctional attempts at scholarship. And so he talks about how knowledge is a means to a goal. And that goal, as Imam al-Ghazali says, is to worship and to be connected to Allah. Knowledge in our epistemology and nomenclature is not just cognition, it's living. So Ibn Abbas, when he was asked what is knowledge, he said to be reverent. And then he talks about what to learn, and he goes through some details on that. And then he finishes, because an hour is up, mentioning to them how he actually traveled. Like, I bet you went to Baghdad. From Andalusia to Baghdad, that's quite a journey. And he mentions some of his trials and efforts, challenges and struggles to achieve knowledge. We live in a society now that honestly rewards and celebrates and lauds stupidity. The more dumb you are, the more exhibitionist you are, the more you reward it. But we see it now.